KP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. A second tornado has touched down in North Texas, this one north of Wichita Falls. It's too early to determine the extent of damage or whether there were any injuries. Along the East Coast, beachgoers have been warned, and emergency officials are trying to keep a watchful eye. At least one graduation ceremony was forced indoors as Tropical Storm Anna moves toward the Carolinas. Senior hurricane specialist Daniel Brown says Anna will affect a small portion of the eastern seaboard and then head back out into the ocean.
Main area of concern over the next couple of days is really the Carolinas and portions of the southern part of the Mid-Atlantic, but it's likely to weaken and then move back offshore somewhere near Virginia, the Delmarva area, on Monday.
A new poll finds many Americans doubt the Supreme Court can rule fairly in the latest litigation jeopardizing the president's health care law.
The Associated Press GFK poll finds nearly half of those surveyed do not have confidence in the justice's impartiality on King versus Burwell. The case challenges the federal subsidies for health care coverage available to millions of people in the 30-plus states that did not set up their own health insurance exchanges. Only 1 in 10 respondents expressed high confidence that the decision will be based on objective interpretations of the law and not the justice's personal opinions. The poll also found that 56% of those surveyed want the court to keep the subsidies flowing. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Britain and Germany are suspending the use of the Airbus A400M after one of the big military transport planes crashed during flight trials in southwestern Spain, killing 4 crew members and injuring 2 seriously. It's under investigation. This is AP Radio News. The military is increasing its threat level at bases across North America.
The level has been bumped from A to B, even though most military installations, including the Pentagon, were already at a slightly higher level than A. The military says nothing specific triggered the increase, saying it's due to a generally heightened threat environment. Officials say the boost will likely mean more vigilance at bases, along with more random bag or vehicle checks. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Food and Drug Administration says it wasn't told Listeria had been found in a Bluebell Creamery's plant before an outbreak linked to its ice cream turned deadly. Results of an FDA investigation that has been released show the company had found the bacteria dating back to 2013. The FDA says it was not aware of those findings before doing its own inspection this year. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.